Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for being here instead of being at the parade. It must have been a very hard choice. We appreciate that. I'm presenting on behalf of a group of colleagues from the Faculty of Health Sciences, my home institution, and the Institute of Community and Public Health. This is a work that has been ongoing since 2008-2009. Ongoing, so your critical input would be really important for us as an international readership. These are the learning objectives of the presentation. When I looked this morning at the conference program, it turns out that the human security shows up in one presentation, my presentation. So I was worried that that this is a theme that may not generate a lot of interest in the conference, which was a bit surprising considering how profound this this framework has had on the international development in the past 20 years, actually. So I went to PubMed and put the in the advanced search human security under the title slash abstract and came out with 66 only articles. So there is still a limited engagement of the public health research and practice community with the human security framework. Now, I want to disclose one aspect before I move on, is that this book that came out earlier from this year from Cambridge, we have donated all the royalties, so we don't have a financial interest in this. But in one of the chapters, some of the work I'm presenting showed up there, but we're building on that towards more work in the region. Actually, in the PubMed research, I did find a very interesting recent issue of the Pan American Health Organization, the PAHO Journal of Public Health. This is in English. These are in both English and Spanish. So there is interest in the Americas on the issue of human security and health, mostly focusing on Latin American countries. The first two articles, which I had the chance to read, are actually quite fascinating, and I looked at them briefly this morning. But there's a lot of good work in this that one can explore. There's a long history to the discourse and work on human security. After the collapse of the Eastern Bloc in the late 1980s, there was a shift, so to speak, in the international, both the development as well as political discourse on sovereignty, state, security, what it all means. And with that shift, obviously, the national security will always remain a crucial issue, but the human security started highlighting focus on people and their securities and issue like that. Now, obviously, this issue didn't come from a completely benign way. It reflected trends of globalization in the early 1990s, the rise of the United States and the Western powers as really the dominant winners of that of the Cold War, and the issue of globalization in the early 1990s, ideology of interventionalism in the world, that now that we have solved the big battle, now we have to go fix the problems of the rest of the world, the insecurities that people have being one of those issues. It again falls within a global global power framework. Now, parallel with the political discourse on the changing political discourse on security, there was development discourse on security, and this was highlighted very strongly in the 1994 a human development report by the UNDP, in which the human security now received a lot more emphasis and was further elaborated in seven dimensions. One of them is health security, as you will see there. So this paralleled also a shift from a focus on economic development, if you recall, in the prior to the 1990 report on human development, to a post-1990 which started discussing issues of social development, human security, later on capabilities, and all that. I want to draw the attention that Amartya Sen, for example, here, you see him here, he's one of the major contributors to both directions there. So, in terms of health and human security, there's a lot of work, mostly in northern countries, both conceptually and some applications to countries around the world, of examining what health what human security means for health and public health in general. And I'm just going to give two examples. This is work really. A very important work by Lee from the Harvard School of Public Health, which she defines the relevance in terms of three dimensions. The issue of the threats to the home, so yourself, your family, and all that, the threats to the community, what happens to your village, what happens to your city, what happens to your surrounding, and the threats to the future, your sense of potential, so to speak, you and your community, this, projecting into the future. Lincoln Chen, who everyone probably knows very well, attempted to project this in a slightly different way, seeing the human security representing a core where the issue of survival, likelihood, and dignity form the key intersecting block. In our region, there was a surge at some point in the issue of human security that reflected what happens internationally. So there's an international interest that's commonly reflected in many circles around the world. And the WHO EMRO, the Regional Office for the Eastern Mediterranean, picked up the subject and held a consultation on the issue in 2002. Our own work started in 2008-2009. We were asked to contribute a background paper to the Arab Human Development Report of 2009, which was an influential piece of an influential report building on three prior Arab Human Development Reports. And so the Chapter 7, we didn't write it, obviously. The UNDP writes the report, but some of this is based on our background paper. Now, the issue of clarification, if you go to the literature, you will see health and security connected in many different ways in the literature. It becomes confusing at some point. There are some probably important clarifications there with regards to what health security is usually referred to as the absence of disease. Public health security are the activities to protect the health of communities and populations. Global public health security is probably now the most commonly used framework. But what we refer as the health and human security in our approach is an approach to the issue to health that really built on the understanding of human security for the protection and the promotion of health. One of the things that we developed is a model whereby really we didn't quite see health as being just one of many dimensions, but rather as the center of a framework. And now, this is of course with a caveat, is that we don't necessarily promote disciplinary approaches to human security. So not everybody who's in health has to see health as the entrance, or somebody who's in the nutrition and food needs to do food security as the entrance, because this really promotes fragmentation and disentangling of an important concept. concept that needs to be considered in its entirety. Now, when the Arab Human Report of 2009 came out with its focus on human security, the press actually took harsh critique to it. That was it has to do with the history of foreign interventionism in the region. The lead editor of the report actually withdrew his name from the report after the issues of occupation and foreign interventionism were relegated to the last list of insecurities in the region. And this builds on a history that we have long known in the region, whereby there's always fear of international frameworks, ideologies of interventionism being promoted, and actually this at some point was being proposed to building on the human security, that this is going to change the ethos of international interventionism in different regions, undermining sovereignty to protect, so to speak, on humanitarian grounds. And now, in whose interest this is a big issue. In 2004, Friedman, a famous columnist at the New York New York Times had actually used an Arab Human Development Report to justify the war on Iraq. So in a sense, you know, these issues of new frames and frameworks for approaching development, health, and other issues do raise flags always that we have to be careful about. Now, for us, the human security, we took interest in it because roughly about 45% of the population in the region lives today in acute conflict. From Libya to Syria to Bahrain to Sudan, to the occupied Palestinian territories, to Lebanon, to Iraq. I mean, this is a huge issue in the region. So conflict, I mean, if there is a connection between health and human security, it's probably best understood in the context of conflict countries. But if there were time, we could discuss afterwards that it is the relationship can be potentially relevant in non-conflict situations as well. So another piece of work in 2009 was the Lancet series on health in the Palestinian territories, the occupied Palestinian territories, and this is one of the papers actually that was in the series on health as human security. What they did is use the Leanings model to delineate the usefulness of the human security adapted to the local context to really showcase local issues and ask for international solidarity with health in the region. Daewachi, the lead author of this work that I'm presenting today, did some work with the Iraqis, mostly the displaced Iraqis in the region, and did as an anthropologist, did ethnographic work on trying to understand what security means to people. And it turns out that the word Amun, which is what the Arab Human Development used to discuss the concept of security as it's used in the English language is not a concept that people would identify with. Rather, they would identify with the concept of aman, which includes a sense of moral and internal integrity and the issue of safety, personal as well as family safety. And he's now doing ethnographic work on the displaced Iraqis, who've now been coming to Lebanon in the thousands, over 5,000 in the past 5 years to get treatment after the collapse of the medical system in Iraq, and whereby the issue of security now becomes very strongly connected to health. So, because these people have had to sell belongings, even their houses, to really get treatment. We've elaborated on the health human security connection as a public health issue, and I'm going to have three slides on this, if time permits, is that it does help the human security does help promote a social determinants of health agenda. A lot of those issues are the same. The human security, so therefore, can bring a public health discourse to an international political and development audience that we would normally otherwise have a hard time reaching. On the one hand, we reach them. On the other hand, it really helps in our own communities and in our own circles emphasize how health is a really political construct, something not emphasized enough. And I provide here examples of this. Is that in 2009 with the H1N1 campaign, there was slaughtering of large numbers of swine by the Egyptian government. It was very much supported by WHO as being unwarranted. So even WHO said that this was unwarranted, and this created a huge problem in terms of livelihood. And some interviews indicated qualitative research indicated that actually really impoverished quite a few of these. So that obviously have important implications on health. 2 minutes. The second issue relates to by highlighting the issue of health security, perhaps we are able to challenge health. Because health security, understood in a broad framework, challenges the current health system shortcomings in this region and elsewhere, because it views health within a broader framework, and it can actually a health and human security approach can possibly mobilize a broader sector. Let me skip here to say, but there are important shortcomings that we want that we have to emphasize. Is the issue of I will highlight two issues only. The rigid application of the framework. I mean, we're not supposed to really promote a. We're not trying to promote a rigid. Approach to it that's too disciplinary, but rather say that this is a fluid framework that can be used, but can be misused as well in health. And the second issue is that it really has to be understood in the context of health sovereignty. A concept we don't use in public health very often, but it has to be viewed from the viewpoint of the citizen rather than the powerful and the oppressive state. And Pereira really criticized very harshly the now common discourse on securitization of health that goes unchecked in the international public health literature, unchecked. We've outlined a few areas for moving forward, emphasizing that we need to co-opt this framework, as was done in the occupied Palestinian territories study. So rather than swallowed for whole co-opted for our own benefits, we need to understand what it means to people and how we can use it for their advantage. And we need researchers to build a scanty evidence base on health and security. Thank you very much.